All right, everybody, my name is Logan Alec. I am a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Tuesday, April 14th. Before I get into the update, I want to let you know about something that's going to happen right here in my channel that you don't want to miss. Later this week, I will be publishing my interview with Michael Astrew, who was the commissioner of the Social Security Administration during the last financial crisis. I asked him about the role of and challenges faced by Social Security during scary times like this, and asked him what lessons he learned during his tenure as head of Social Security during the financial crisis of 07 to 08 and the recession of 07 to 09. In addition to his service as SSA commissioner in both the George W. Bush and Barack Obama administrations, earlier in his career, Mr. Astrew served in the Reagan White House as well as the George H.W. Bush White House. So be sure to subscribe and hit the bell because you don't want to miss my conversation with the former commissioner or any further stimulus updates. Speaking of which, let's get to those stimulus updates. Now, I know that Mnuchin tweeted yesterday. I know that Treasury put out a press release yesterday. I know that Mnuchin gave some updates at the press conference, and I will get into all those things, but first, I want to share with you an example of just terrible, disgusting, loathsome marketing tactics being utilized right now. Now, what I'm about to share with you isn't necessarily a scam, but it's incredibly deceptive and boorish. It just shocked me how low people will go at this time. Take a look at this. So first of all, this is, to an untrained eye, a potentially official-looking piece of mail. It says in big capitalized letters, time-sensitive mail, open immediately. And then look, below that it says COVID-19 stimulus assistance. Now, if I saw this, and I wasn't well informed about the stimulus timing, and I was very desperate right now, I might just hopefully suspect that this is my stimulus check, or at least something to do with it. There's some other details on this thing that might suggest to me that this is an official piece of mail. There's a PIN code at the bottom. It says confidential information enclosed. Some other details as well. So this is what one Jordan O'Shea from Illinois received in her mailbox. The woman had just been furloughed from her job. She receives this, opens it up curiously, and what does she find inside? A stupid ad to a stupid sale put on by stupid Dempsey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Plano, Illinois. Oh, but you know, they're good people over there at Dempsey because they're giving a portion of their proceeds to the Red Cross. It's just disgusting. And me being the incredibly petty person that I am, you'd better believe that I downvoted them and let them know exactly what I think of them on their Facebook page. All right, let's talk about what Mnuchin said. Yesterday, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin tweeted, and Treasury issued a press release, and then Mnuchin said at the press conference that 80 million Americans will get their stimulus direct deposited tomorrow, April 15th. These are the folks who filed a 2018 and or 2019 tax return with direct deposit information on it. I saw a lot of other channels dropping little 2-3 minute videos just to get views about this, like it's some huge update, and yes, it's exciting, but it's basically old news. We've gone over the timeline for the past 2 weeks now. We went over it on April 2nd, on April 8th, and in my stimulus update from April 9th, that's last Thursday, I told you all that Trump and his cabinet reportedly said on a conference call that April 15th was, in fact, D-Day, direct deposit day. And April 15th has been widely reported since then, so Mnuchin's tweet and Treasury's press release and Mnuchin's statements at the press conference yesterday are simply confirmation of the timeline that we were already going off of. But not everybody is going to receive their stimulus payments this week. There are even certain direct deposit recipients who may not receive their payment this week, and those expecting paper checks probably won't see their stimulus money for another few weeks at the earliest. And remember, when they do start issuing paper checks, they're going to start with the lowest incomes first and move up from there. And as I said in my April 2nd video, cutting all those checks could potentially take months. So please review my previous timeline videos if you're not clear on the stimulus timeline at this point. Now, I know a lot of you are lucky enough to have already received your money and that others see pending in your account, so you're already in the loop here and know what's going on, but still I know there are others of you out there who may be pleasantly surprised tomorrow. Next thing, Mnuchin said that the IRS Get My Payment tool will launch tomorrow. So during the press conference yesterday, Mnuchin said that the IRS Get My Payment tool will launch tomorrow. We knew it would launch sometime this week, but Mnuchin said April 15th, which is tomorrow. And you'd better believe that I'll be right here on the channel walking you through the tool the minute it drops. So that's one more reason to subscribe, right? So if you get your direct deposit tomorrow, you're good, okay? But if you don't, you can use the Get My Payment tool to check the status of your payment and also give the IRS your direct deposit information if they don't already have it. And according to Mnuchin, within several days, the IRS will deposit the money into your account, several days after you give the IRS your direct deposit information through the Get My Payment tool. Now, I don't know what several means to Mnuchin. Sorry, I don't know if he means 5 or 10 or 15. He's probably being intentionally vague here. And as I stated in my April 11th update, in the Get My Payment tool, you will need certain information from your 2018 or 2019 tax return to authenticate yourself to update your direct deposit information. You can check my stimulus update video from April 11th at the 4:18 mark to learn more about what information you will need to use the Get My Payment tool. Mnuchin also reiterated that Social Security recipients do not have to take further action, but of course he did not mention anything specific to SSI recipients, which is the group we're all wondering about right now, along with veterans benefits recipients. Mnuchin also mentioned the SBA's PPP program that I've talked about and the Main Street Lending program that I spoke about last week, but there wasn't really anything new in what he said about those things yesterday. Now, let's talk about why some states are so behind with the additional $600 weekly unemployment benefits. Because a lot of people in the comments are asking, hey, what am I going to get my $600 extra a week for unemployment? Look, there's a different answer to this question for every state. Okay, some states have already implemented it. Some are rolling it out this week. It's a different answer for every state. Now, what is the holdup in some states? The answer is technology. Many of these state unemployment departments, as you might imagine, do not use the most up-to-date programming languages. Now, they work fine, well, arguably fine, when everything is status quo. But when something like the CARES Act comes in and changes things, extra $600 a week, includes self-employed independent contractors as well, some states' back-end programming couldn't handle the changes. And the trouble is that in many states, the old programming language they used is called COBOL, which stands for Common Business Oriented Language, but it's a somewhat archaic programming language, and COBOL programmers aren't exactly the easiest to find because, according to some studies, the average COBOL programmer is 60 years old. That is nearing retirement age. However, in response to this crisis of its own, IBM has said that they'll be offering free COBOL training to teach the programming skills that states as different as Oklahoma and Connecticut so desperately need right now. All right, that's enough for today. Let's see what tomorrow brings us, D-Day. Tens of millions of direct deposits according to Mnuchin, as well as the IRS Get My Payment tool rollout. I'm pretty excited about that because, you know, I love hopping behind my laptop and doing walkthroughs for you all. I'm going to do a full walkthrough of that Get My Payment tool. Also, later this week, as I mentioned, I will publish my interview with former Commissioner of the Social Security Administration, Michael Astru, who headed up Social Security throughout the Great Recession and beyond. We'll talk about lots of good stuff, including the role of Social Security at a time like this. So be sure to subscribe so you don't miss that or future updates. Thank you so much for watching. Please go enjoy your Tuesday. Don't worry about stimulus too much, and I'll see you tomorrow.